it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I'm John Batchelor with Andrew Sterker, who has been my guide on understanding the suspect nuclear weapons program of the Islamic Republic of Iran for many years. But now we come to a point where it is a complication that I can't easily comprehend. There is material. Some of it is buried, some of it is missing, some of it is unknown. There are P6 processors. Some of it is destroyed, some of it is not. There are lasers. There are many facilities spread out over across a vast landscape. Remember, Iran is as big as Germany, France, and Britain put together with 90 million people. This is a big piece of territory to cover. And so what I learned from this report, and Andrea is helping me, is there are a lot of sites that need to be looked at carefully and were not before and may not be again. So the suspicion that Iran could restart its program in time, given the money, is a good one. Andrea, is there some improvement that the IAEA will demand? Will they be empowered in a fashion they weren't before when they were defeated by the regime?
Thanks, John. I think what we would want to see in a long-term peace agreement between the U.S. and Iran that they're working on, although I'm not very confident that we will get to that, is a IAEA mandate to investigate the weaponization activities that Iran had carried out prior to 2003 and then in a more limited fashion since. And by my tracking, as well as my colleagues at the Good ISIS, we've seen that the U.S. and Israel struck about 24 nuclear sites, including around 10 or 11 weaponization facilities just during the June 2025 strikes. And then during the February to April strikes, they hit about 9 to 10 additional sites, mostly Israel, including about 5 or 6 weaponization facilities. And 20 scientists, according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who would play a role in actually fabricating the nuclear device. So we do want to see all of this investigated. What was there, if anything remains? Has it all been stopped and closed down? Has Iran turned over all of the equipment associated with it? And are these remaining scientists redirected toward peaceful work? I think we've only seen the tip of the iceberg with what Iran has been doing over the past several years. And any secure and solid deal with the regime has to go into that kind of a detail.
Nuclear weaponization, that's a big piece of the mystery. I read from your report that there are, I think I said, I counted 10 sites not mentioned by the IAEA that you know or have reason to believe they were part of this weaponization. A couple of them are universities. Is the IAEA capable of getting back in there where they have not been now? Or is that all prevented? Is that all waiting? What is the status of those sites?
The IAEA can't ask for access to those sites because Iran is not applying its additional protocol, which it signed up to under the JCPOA. That would allow for more intrusive IAEA inspections. It can request access, but it's harder for Iran to have to agree. What the IAEA could do is request a special inspection, which is allowed under standard safeguards, if it has evidence that Iran is conducting something nefarious related to military work. So it has in the past gone to these types of universities that had workshops and laboratories destroyed during the two conflicts. I think that would be something that the U.S. would have to demand under a comprehensive agreement, and Iran will certainly fight tooth and nail not to do this.
In other words, there's an argument ahead that doesn't include actually getting a hold of the nuclear fissile material. We're talking about access to sites that are critical for the future, and that is not guaranteed. Did I hear that correctly?
That's right. And I think in any comprehensive deal, the U.S. really does have to demand a full Iranian disclosure of all of its nuclear weapons sites, activities, equipment, people, and documentation. And just like when you file taxes, then you have the IRS go and audit that. That's what the IAEA, the US, potentially an international inspection team would do. We haven't seen Iran ever do this. It's been simply hiding all of these capabilities and sites. And if we're not getting to a deal that requires that kind of intrusive access and the assurance that all of the nuclear weapons activities are verifiably ended, then it's really not worth the paper it's written on.
It is numbingly complicated. Was that purposeful, spreading all this in so many sites?
That's right. And that's how the Iranians designed it prior to 2003, when they had a full-blown nuclear weapons program, the Ahmad Plan. They like to hide different activities within research centers and universities, and they have each capability there work toward a specific part of the nuclear weapon. Of course, they hide the most sensitive aspects at military sites. But then if something is destroyed or uncovered, then you've only exposed or lost part of the overall effort.
Andrea Stricker for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. The full report is available at the FDD.org site, linked through the article that is published over Andrea's name and her colleagues. I'm John Batchelor.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.